99.9 Radio USA, a barefoot blue jean night from Jay Cohen. It's 6:49. We're at 5 below. Are you ready for the weird news? Well, the weird news is ready for you. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A British man ended up in the tank after starting his new year with a high-octane beverage, a nip of gasoline from a station near his home. Well, Brian Taylor, one of the few people out there who actually tries to get gas from his dietary choices, has been arrested more than 4 dozen times for drinking or sniffing gasoline over the past decade. It's stuff will kill you. I mean, come on. Taylor has actually been banned from going into garages or gas stations entirely because of his multiple busts for the same offense. Taylor says he tried to attend a 12-step meeting for his problem, but was booted because he smelled strongly of gasoline. How does he? You can't do that. It's poison. It'll kill you. Let's move on. A Massachusetts woman lost a toe after putting her foot in her mouth by asking an unwilling partner to hook up on New Year's Eve. The woman, whose name was not released, approached another gal at the party to make her an offer that she could refuse with the help of her boyfriend. He grabbed the victim by the hair and dragged her to the front door. From there, the incident escalated into a full-on brawl involving the initial threesome and the party's host, who ended up rolling around in the street wrestling with the amorous lady, then chomping down on a toe and severing it. Both women were taken to a local hospital for treatment. No word on whether all the victim's little piggies end up going home with her or not. And finally, a Florida man may have to file an appeal after being arrested on charges of assaulting his live-in girlfriend with a banana. Joseph Smolinski's girlfriend called 911 to report that he decided to ring in the new year by beating her with a banana. But Smolinski denied any monkey business in an interview with responding officers, insisting that his gal pal was the only one who'd flung the fruit in the first place. However, a deputy on the scene noticed a red mark on the woman's face that seemed to correspond with getting hit by a banana, and tried to arrest Smolinski, who resisted and then had to be pepper sprayed before being taken into custody. Yes, assault with a banana. That is your weird news for this morning. It's 6:53.
It's the year-end blowout sale at Lundgren.